Welcome to Business Purpose and Clarity with Petri. I'm your host. We talk about startup life, insights, practical tips, mistakes, failures, and everything between. This episode is all about me, myself, and I, so feel free to skip if you are not inclined to hear more about me. But I think it's in order because, well, first of all, this is my show. Secondly, I think it's good if you really are interested and curious to know a bit more why you should listen to me and how I operate and what I do. So let's dive in. Well, I've been building businesses some decades, and I started when I was really young, 18 or so. And so I've been an entrepreneur all my life. I've been the one driving, founding, co-founding, being part of teams, doing stuff internationally, building the business from ground up, putting funding together, figuring out the strategy, the fancy food for knowing what we do, why we do, and how we do it, being part of the marketing, leading the marketing, doing business development, accounting, everything you can more or less think you can do in a company. I've been part of it in some shape or form during my, well, I wouldn't say it career, but my business life. Now, for a few years already, I've developed my own method of working. I didn't plan to do it. It just evolved based on the needs of other entrepreneurs and based on my preferences and where I'm good at. I have a bit difficulties of explaining what I do to other people, so I have invented a lot of different ways to say it, and most of the time it's just to keep it fun for me. Business artist, chairman as a service, puppet master. Those were at least three of the titles used. Holy Ghost, someone mentioned sometime. Around but not to be seen. I work with co-founders, CEOs. I help them to make better everyday decisions. I'm there where the decisions are evaluated, discussed, and made. I'm not there where the things are then actually carried out. Well, I can be there if needed, but oftentimes I'm not needed. I'm just there when the hard stuff is decided. And I'm at the pulse of the company, looking a bit from the distance, just a bit, not to be dived in or too deep into details, so that I can see a bit more clear, a bit further ahead, where we're heading, ask the hard questions, the whys, and focus on the long-term future of the company, but not at the expense of the short-term, not at the expense of not knowing or being able to help in the concrete matters today. So I'm the balancing act between the fulfilling the mission, the future, and what should we do next? What is the right course of action today? What have we missed? What is lacking? What are the hard things we've been missing? What are the opportunity costs? That's my playing field. I act a bit slower, in a sense that I try to guide and help in a pace where we do, in a long term, right decisions, even though I'm not part of every nitty-gritty detail and every discussion happening in a very fine level. That's something a lot of entrepreneurs find valuable, but it's something they seldom have time themselves, if you're the one operationally responsible and orchestrating the whole show. Chairman, if you have a good one and a full-time one, is potentially the person who could help you with what I'm doing. But how many startup founders, growth companies, even big companies, have the person who really can help and see and challenge and provide the insights? Sure, you always have someone by law, per definition, who's fulfilling the post, the job, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you have a person who actually helps you. My role is not about formalities. My role is all about substance. How can I do it? Well, I've been practicing my purpose and clarity muscles for a long time. But more importantly, I've been doing things myself. I'm continuously learning. And like my other podcast, Talks with Petri, often finds out by the people I'm interviewing, since they are mostly builders, doers, they are curious people. They're always fascinated and asking questions like why, how does it function, what is missing, why is this not working. This is what I do as well. I'm like a cookie monster for curiosity, always looking for the new thing, always questioning, always finding something new to learn, personally grow, and getting a lot of insights, learning a lot from other people, their mistakes, and bringing it back to the businesses I'm building. I have a tiny view to few growth companies at a time, but even that helps me to bring back what we have learned in one company and bring that experience and lessons to other ones, so that together we can do things better, faster, and avoid some mistakes. That's my role. That's what I do. That's what I enjoy. And this is the way I work. So my focus is to help build growth companies with purpose and clarity.